This week's Carroll County Government Podcast features Commissioner Eric Boucher of District 4. Before every open session, each of the Board of County Commissioners takes a few minutes to talk about some of the important things happening in and around Carroll County, Maryland. Here are a collection of Commissioner Boucher's updates from Priority Carroll starting with April 14th, where Commissioner Boucher talks about the need for food for individuals.
Also, like Commissioner Weaver's comments about change in a learning process, there's a lot that we all can learn from this, especially we as county employers dealing with our staff, that in the future there's a potential that some of our employees and staff could do some work from home. You know, we can mix that into the employee benefit and see how it works. So I think there's a lot that we can take from this and learn as we go forward. And last, I'd like to mention the fact that we have all these food pantries available throughout the county. Thanks to Roberta Winham and staff, they compose that list for everyone. They can go on our county website and see that list, because now I think it'll start becoming more and more acute for people that are most vulnerable, not having income and losing their food source. So those resources are out there for everyone to utilize. Thank you very much.
Carroll County has since created a website for those willing to volunteer or donate at carrollcountymd.gov/COVID-19. There's also a listing of meal services available all around the county on the site.
Yeah, I like to reiterate the fact that those clerks out there on the front line are doing a fine job, and they have to deal with the anxiety out there dealing with this situation. So thank you very much to all those people. Also, I'd like to thank Commissioner Williams for mentioning the food pantries. At this point in time, I think they're all become one of the most critical resources we have for our citizens that are less fortunate, that are in desperate need of food. So if you're an individual out there and you have the resources, please make the donation to help those individual institutions, mainly churches, I believe, provide food to the community. It's very critical. Also, I asked Sheriff DeWeese to give me some data on the crime rate over the shutdown compared to the same time period a year ago. I'd like to commend him and his staff and all law enforcement in his county. The data shows that all the different crime statistics are either flat or down. The only uptick is one I have a lot of concern about, and that's suicides. There was one during a time frame, same time last year, two this year. Let's hope we keep that down. I worry about as time goes on with different things with depression, anxiety, that might go up. So I'm also grateful for Commissioner Wance stating that, you know, there's light at the end of the tunnel. There's hope for all of us that we will get through this. Just stay strong and be patient, and everything will be fine. Thank you.
Commissioner Boucher spoke about the importance of donating during the crisis on April 21st.
Good morning, gentlemen. I'd like to thank Commissioner Rothstein for his leadership down in South Carroll about the food needs for our citizens. That was initially one of my biggest concerns. So thank you very much for getting on top of that. And once again, I remind people that the website we have for the county lists all the locations. There's six of them in District 4. Two of them serves in Union Bridge. Two of them in New Windsor, one in Mount Airy, and one in Woodbine. And the locations are listed on the website along with the contact information. Both these sites do by appointment only. So please look them up. And if you are not necessarily in need of food, but have the wherewithal to make a donation, these organizations could use financial donations so they can go purchase the supplies they need. They are in tune with what the citizens need. Financial donations are always accepted, so please share your generosity. Also, I'd like to thank staff for working on a reopening process. This is a phased-in, very important step we're going to have to take, and a lot of thought is going to be placed in it, so thanks to the staff for doing this. Also, I'd like to give a special thanks to Senator Justin Reedy and our delegates who are keeping us all informed on a regular basis with emails along with their constituents. They are listing all the resources that are available by the state and keeping everyone abreast. So I appreciate the leadership of our delegation. Thank you very much.
Be sure to stay informed during this epidemic by subscribing to Carroll Connect at carrollcountymd.gov/carrollconnect. This is a free email subscription service with dozens of topics to choose from. It's safe and it's important.